Hi, I'm Gil Headley, and I'm the proud sponsor of the Anatomy and Movement Channel. Welcome. This conference is important. It's both groundbreaking and ground-building. Literally hundreds of thousands of us have gathered here to expand our experience of embodiment, and in so doing, evolve the embodied experience of our world. Embodiment is a practice that anchors us consciously into that which is common to us all, our human body. Regardless of our differences, and we have them, we all live out our lives in a body, and we're all connected by that shared experience. I've been developing integral anatomy for the past 25 years. I believe the human body is not a problem to be solved, but rather a gift to be received and explored. Integral anatomy is an approach to understanding the whole body, which emphasizes textural layers, continuities, and relationships. We notice differences not to create separation, but to appreciate that which unites us all. I'll be presenting here on the Anatomy and Movement Channel, as well as on the main stage, and I hope you'll join me to explore the heart of inner space. And for further study with me, check out my website, gilheadley.com. When you join my site, you'll automatically receive 3 free full-length courses because I'm on a mission to share what I've learned through my own deep exploration of the human form. And I'm certain that these courses will enhance and transform your own embodiment practice. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
So on to today's session. Today's session is called Access Your Body's Ability to Self-Correct with Fiona Munro. Fiona is an orthobionomy practitioner. She has several decades of experience working with physical ailments, pain management, and movement. And she works at a clinic called The Healing Switch. And you can find her work at thehealingswitch.com.au. The link to that website will also be in the chat. Welcome, Fiona, and I'll hand it over to you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jake, and welcome everyone. Thanks for joining. Yeah, so I'm Fiona Munro, and I'm, the Healing Switch. That's my clinic. That's where I work. And I'm in Sydney, Australia. And I do want to pay my respects. I'm on Gadigal land of the Eora Nation. And I want to acknowledge the custodians of the land, the elders past, present, and future. And usually when I say that, more often than not, we're actually in the same room. And then I usually invite people to just take a moment and notice, just make a quick connection with the land that we're on, the land that supports us. And now that we're on Zoom, and this will be a recording, so potentially you, the viewer, could be anywhere in the planet, which is kind of exciting. And so I would like to invite you all to have a moment of noticing your contact of your feet on the floor. And acknowledging the country that we're standing on. So that could be a thought, that could be a felt sense. It could be taking the attention to the soles of the feet and opening to them to the surface that they're standing on. And then because we are all in our own rooms, I do want to do something that unites us a little, and that is just a couple of breaths that we're all doing at the same time. So I invite you to put your fingers together in a V shape and put them down at your belly and inhale through the nose and turn them upside down and exhale. And inhaling again, nice, easy breaths. And exhale out the mouth. And breathing in again. And out. So hello, everyone. Yeah, look, a quick overview. I'm going to talk only for a few minutes, and then most of this session is actually movement, gentle movement, and experiential of the things that I want to talk about. So if you've got a moment, if you didn't hear me announcing this earlier, grab yourself a chair or something that you can sit on, And if possible, a mat. And if it's a sticky mat, putting a towel or something on it so that your feet don't slip. And the other option, of course, is watching and doing this later. But as much as possible, these are very basic movements. So I do invite you to join in if you possibly can. And the thing that I would really like to acknowledge is my lineage. And so my lineage is particularly Bruce Stark and Luanne Overmeyer. And they are senior instructors in orthobionomy. And Luanne has actually written a book about self-care, orthobionomy, self-care, and I highly recommend that. And also Kathy Kane, who has written a book about orthobionomy. And I want to credit those people with their incredible generosity and commitment. And it's a commitment to as many people as possible having the fullest expansive experience of themselves. And where the practice comes from, the modality comes from, is a person called Arthur Lincoln Pauls. And he was a British osteopath and black belt judo instructor. And in the 1970s, he kind of brought the two together, the principles and techniques of both. And his vision was very much that this would end up in every household and every school, that it would be available for everyone. And I really appreciate that has been kind of passed on down through the generations of people who have taught me orthobionomy. In the incredible sort of generosity of spirit and making it as accessible as possible. And there was another thing that he was really interested in. I mean, there's a lot of techniques and a lot of protocols, but his interest was what happens once we apply those principles and techniques and protocols? How does the body's systems respond? What is the relationship? And also the relationship between the practitioner and the person, it's very relational. The work is, there's feedback, to-ing and fro-ing and communication. So, of course, clearly that's a paradox here. And I've kind of considered this hour as much as possible with kind of imagining the questions that you might have and hopefully answering them as we go, but do feel free to pop them into the Q&A and as much as possible I'll answer them. And I'm very happy to answer them after this session in the Facebook page as well and continue the conversation. Yeah, so a part of the, I do hands-on bodywork, but a part of that bodywork is noticing how people respond on the table and then offering some self-care that people can continue with afterwards, so that the body can remember what has actually happened in the session and continue on the healing process. So that's quite individualized, because with the whole approach, each person is different. And I really appreciate what Gil Headley just said. The body is a whole. And I feel very excited when I hear an anatomist saying that the body is a whole. That is exciting. Lots of modalities and lots of practitioners know that, but when anatomy, and he's been doing that, that's his approach for decades, comes on board with that recognition and saying that difference isn't a problem, that it's a gift, it's an invitation, and that we don't treat the body as a problem, very exciting. That is kind of very, that's parallels along, that rides along with what we're sort of exploring. Yeah, so embodiment, that's where we are. We're at the embodiment conference. It's always been very close to my heart. I wasn't embodied for a long time, for a big part of my life. And so it hasn't been easy. And I think that makes it really useful, actually, to go through the experience of how do I come home to my body? And that's the overarching theme of this conference, coming home to the body. Which is kind of an irony, isn't it? I was reflecting on that this morning. We carry this with us everywhere we go. This is us. And that we've got a whole conference and all these amazing, wise, informed, intelligent people facilitating and leading us, assisting, whatever the word would be, to come back to our body, to come home, to come home. And perhaps this is very much needed at this time in our history. It's never too late. Let's hope not, anyway. Yeah, so quickly with the orthobiotomy practice, I'm looking at ways that the body can get to know itself, how it can identify what patterns are going on. And also there's a maintenance aspect, as kind of a continuing with the, keeping the body functioning harmoniously. So we're interested in how systems respond and also how the body comes back into balance and how we can assist the body to come back into balance. There's many ways that our body can go out of balance. So that's, injury, illness, accident, stress, emotional, emotions can have a big effect on our structures and our postural issues. And then vice versa as well. If our structure is out of alignment, that can affect our circulation. It can affect our mood. It can affect our thinking. So it's kind of like a two-way street there. And all of this is relevant because we're looking at movements today that are going to assist that process of self-correction, which is what the body is doing all the time. And at the same time, that process can be interrupted in many ways. And if we were all in the same room, I'd get you to holler, I'd get you to yell out any sort of examples that you can think of self-correction. And because we don't have that capacity, I am going to give the really most obvious one, which is a cut. So a cut on the finger. And what happens? Well, it usually heals on its own after a few days, but there's an enormous amount of processes that happen. This, our body, our skin, it's a closed system. The cut is letting in potentially pathogens. All kinds of interruptions happen. So behind the scenes, there's a whole lot that our body is doing without us even having to think about it, that is self-correcting. And that's a very beautiful example, I think, because that leads on to all of the other things that our body is doing without us actually even knowing, self-correcting. And today we'll look at ways to switch over to support that capacity, to give it a little bit of a kind of a lift, to turn up the volume. And before we go to that, there's just one more thing I'd like to talk about, and that is the theme for today, which I've just mentioned, the self-correction process and how we can access it. But within that theme, I'm using some of the principles of orthobiotomy, and one of them is moving away from restriction and pain towards comfort. And the other is exaggerating what's showing up in the body. And that can be patterns of tension or patterns of holding. And when we do that, there's a really good reason why we do that, because when we exaggerate what's going on, the body gets an opportunity to recognize what's going on. The nervous system is much more likely to be switched on and pay attention, and the body gets to recalibrate and sort itself out. That's my movement for sorting itself out. And the other thing that I'd really invite you to bring on board is a friendly, calm witnessing. And that's a no big deal, but it is something that is worth bringing on board every day just a few moments to kind of go, how am I going here? Am I holding any tension? Is there something I could be doing differently? So I will quickly just go back to the moving away from, from exaggerating. So they all go hand in hand. But if we exaggerate a pattern, we're also addressing the opposing muscles. So one muscle is contracted and shortening and the other is lengthening. So if we exaggerate the shortening and exaggerate the lengthening, it's, as I said before, the nervous system kicks in, notices, and recalibrates. And moving away from pain and restriction really ties in with the self-corrective process, because when the body is relaxed and calms down, it is much more likely to bring those self-corrective processes into play. So without any further ado, let's create some environments where the body can work itself out. And I actually need to say that things may not happen immediately with any of these. They're much more practices that if you do a few minutes every day, your body will start to notice and make changes. But having said that, you may notice some immediate changes. The first one I'd like to go to, let's get moving. Let's warm up a little bit, and you're welcome to do as little or as much as you'd like to in the movement. You're welcome to watch or you're welcome to join in. And please, let's bring in that third point, which is listening to the body. So if there's any strain or tension, make the movement smaller, do less. And the other part of that is, it's just gone out of my mind, do less, do more. It'll come to me. So, yeah, let's all stand up. And you can do this sitting down as well. So I'd like you to shift your weight from foot to foot. Well, I invite you to. And notice how that feels. Shifting the weight. You might even want to lift one foot off as you put the weight onto the other foot. And now, you know, like how cats and dogs move around a little bit before they settle down. So moving, picking the feet up and just moving around until they feel quite comfortable and in the kind of aha place, like that feels good. And ideally, they're just hanging out under your knees, under your hips, lining up the bones. And now shaking the hands, shaking the arms. So we're warming up the joints here. We're releasing any tension that might be in the body. We're waking the body up. You might want to shake your legs a little bit. And now shaking the ribs, but particularly the lower ribs. We're getting everything moving. And when you shake the lower ribs, which is not actually an easy thing to do, but have a play with it anyway. And this is releasing the diaphragm. This is shaking out the diaphragm. Make a noise if you like. Because freedom in movement is what this is all about. And now going back to that place where the feet feel really comfortable under the hips and finding a little bounce. And keeping the knees loose and the ankles loose, soft knees. Notice how the reverberation just moves up through the long bones, up through the joints, and naturally the shoulders start to bounce. The arms are loose and jiggly. The movement moves all the way up through the bones, up through the skeleton, and you might shift from side to side. You might rotate a little, loose, easy bounces. Making any noise that you would like to. And you might want to give your body another bit of a shake. And now bringing that to a standstill and lifting the heels about, you know, half a thumb's height and letting them drop. And doing that again. And notice how the vibration moves up through the bones. And something that I saw last week, which was someone who was really pleased with himself, and he kind of lifted his heels and he kind of did this like, huh. So I invite you to do that with bent, slightly bent knees, like, ha, huh, I'm well pleased, ha, huh. Ha. Huh. And that's how that actually does make the body feel good. And back to the bounce. And now lifting the heels in a kind of a double, so a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And notice how even the organs might be jiggling. And just back to the bounce. So we're switching it up a bit. Once again, just any shaking out that you want to do, we're warming up the joints. Couple more minutes of warming up where I invite you to imagine that you've got a cleaning cloth, a polishing cloth on the back of your ribs, and you're inside a water tank. And you're going to be, your job is to polish the water tank. Now you can do that at your own comfort level, like you might edit your own pace. You might want to do really nice, like you're at the beach, like, ha, 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 ha. Or if you're feeling really good in your body right now, you might want to make big movements. But remembering that micro movements are really beneficial because we're moving the tissues in ways that they may not have moved, in directions they may not have moved for several days, several weeks, maybe even decades. So every time we make these micro movements, and as I'm talking, the cloth might go down to your lower back or your butt, bum, as we'd say in Australia, and polishing the tank with your any back surface. And we want to have micro movements so that we get used to noticing the whole range of movement. All right, and now polishing this tank in any way you like, you might actually find that rolling from one side of the ribs to the other does a hell of a good job. And make sure you're easy in your knees, nice loose knees, easy in the neck, not doing this with any strain. And going for your own exploration, just another few moments of how you want to clean this tank, either in tiny little movements or quite big, delicious movements. Little is delicious as well. All right. And then bringing that to a standstill and imagining that you've got a hula hoop and you're describing the inside of the hula hoop and have it around the ribs. It can be any size you want, And you can change direction. And it might go down to the hips. It might be a different size for the hips. Describing the inside of the hula hoop, changing directions. Completely over to you now, where you want to put that hula hoop. It might go up to the shoulders, it might go to the neck. Please check in that there isn't any strain or holding or tension. And I have remembered what it was that I couldn't remember before, which is none of this is exercise. What we're doing in this hour is not stretching or exercise. It's a little bit different. It's a different approach. So we're not going to our extreme range. I have no problem with that, and I have no problem with big movements, but if we do these little movements, they really help the functionality of our daily life, the movements we make in daily life, taking that hula hoop wherever you want it as I talk. So yes, it really supports the functionality in any other kind of sports or big movement, strong movement, or just being in our well-being and comfort as a human with a body and shaking it out. All right. So I invite you to either, you're welcome to stay standing or come to seated again, to a sitting position. And wherever you land, before we go to the next thing, you might want to, if it's comfortable, just closing the eyes and noticing if anything has changed in the body. There might be some buzzing, a little bit of activity, maybe the temperature has changed. No big deal, just noticing. I'm just going to have a quick hydration break. So now, some principles that exploring the principles that I mentioned before. Shoulders. When there's any kind of pressure or tension, the general behavior of most people's shoulders is for them to rise. And that even might be the tiniest movement, but for some of us it's quite obvious. So remember what I said about exaggerating a pattern or exaggerating what's showing up. Let's play around with that a little bit. So I'm going to mirror you. And so I'm going to call it your left shoulder. And I invite you to lift your left shoulder only to where it's comfortable. So please, please, please don't push it into a place that is painful or tender in any way. So for some people, the shoulder can come right up. And for some of us, it might just be there. That changes every day, huh? So taking the shoulder up, inhaling, and when you exhale, giving the shoulder to gravity, so not using the muscles, but just letting the shoulder glide down. And then breathing it up again. And when you give the shoulder to gravity, you may want to sigh. And then one more time. Remembering only taking it to where it's comfortable. We're just exaggerating, nothing else. This isn't an exercise. And then breathing the shoulder down. And look, you may even notice that this shoulder is actually lower now than my other shoulder. Quick check-in. Notice if there is any difference between shoulders. No big deal if there isn't. And then we'll go to the other shoulder. So lifting the right shoulder, taking a breath, giving it to gravity and letting it just glide down. One more time. Remembering we're exaggerating the muscles that are contracting and the muscles that are lengthening. The body is hearing that. and the nervous system has a chance to change and recalibrate. And now let's just do both shoulders and letting them drift down. So I'm not going to be able to see, but if you feel like writing in the chat some feedback, given that mostly this is about feedback and that's the component that's missing today, I will read the chat later and I'll be really fascinated. But I just am interested if anyone did notice, has noticed a difference in their shoulders. Usually there's a little bit more lightness, a sense of relief, a sense even of the whole system calming down. And now we are going to, if you would like to grab your chairs, please. Okay, so this one is deceptively simple, but I'm going to break it down. So let's all exaggerate something that we all do pretty much every day, which is, well, I shouldn't speak for everyone. You may not do this. I know that I do. When I'm looking at my device, I tend to have that movement and I'm exaggerating it a bit. That's what I invite you to do. Take a collapse, like take a kind of like, and exaggerate that sort of folding in. And if you want, you could even cross your legs and just sort of fold all your limbs without strain. I know that I keep saying it, but it is a true collapse. It's not a muscular thing. It's actually like folding in. Then I would like you to take your hand to your breastbone, to your sternum, and just give it a bit of a rub in this position and sort of waking it up and imagining that you're unfolding from the sternum. So again, just folding everything in and then unfolding. I guess it's a little like a flower that only just occurred to me. And you might even want to have a bit of contact with that breastbone, with the sternum, so you get a sense that that's the center, it's the focus. And you can do this in a muscular way, but I prefer you not to. So you might actually have a lot of extension, but in this we are underdoing it so that we're not putting any strain on the joints. Because as I said, this hour it's a different approach. So there we are. Now, when we are folding, you actually might even want to put your other hand on your belly button. And as we fold, notice how that brings the two hands together, relaxing the tongue, relaxing the back of the neck. And we are actually folding the front ribs towards each other. And then we're folding them, unfolding them away. Of course, the back ribs are coming a little closer together. Why I'm offering this is because when there's shoulder pain, it's often because our shoulders have come forward. Our head is heavy. We all know that. It's like a bowling ball. And when it's on top of our shoulders and our shoulders sit, float on top of the rib cage, the force of the head is just going really nicely. Our body is designed to take that force and distribute it through the bones and the fluids. Soon as we come forward with our shoulders, that force is changed. And we can start, that is enough for us to get shoulder pain. So this, we're approaching it from the underlying cause, which is the intercostal muscles, the muscles between the ribs. One set folds the ribs forward and the other set, or the other, well, you know, other, yeah, the other set, that'll do. That's a simple description. I am simplifying some of the anatomy today, and forgive me for that, but that's for brevity and to get through the hour. So imagining the muscles kind of moving towards each other and away. And because this lot of intercostals is getting more work than the other, we do want to balance that up. And how can we do that? We can fill our lungs with air. So from the inside, those muscles are being interacted with. So that's the whole underlying premise of this movement that we're going to do. The other part of this is inducing a yawn. So I invite you to have a half yawn, like, ooh, ooh. You heard right, a yawn. And aside is if this brings on a full proper yawn, that's a really lovely thing, because when we yawn, we switch from the sympathetic nervous system to the parasympathetic. So we're regulating our nervous system when we yawn. We're coming back into rest and restore. That's an aside. For this particular movement, I'm inviting that so that we can relax the back of the throat. And if there's a physiological reason for that, because then that interacts with the esophagus, then down to all the muscles that we're interacting with down here, around the ribs. Okay, so we've got the half yawn, back of the throat relaxed. We've got this folding movement. We're going to add to the folding movement the backs of the hands together. It's not really a stretch. It's just an extension of that folding forward. And then when we have this lifting of the sternum, of the breastbone, we bring the arms out to the side. Palms are facing up. And the full movement is actually this. But if you've got any kind of shoulder issues going on, please make it smaller. So please have the arms down here by the side. So you've got the choice. So I'm going to demonstrate this once. So it's folding over, exhaling, emptying the lungs. Back of the throat is relaxed. I'm lifting from the breastbone, from the sternum. I'm only going to where I feel comfortable. So for example, my full range is much bigger, but I'm just taking it to this place. And when I'm here, I'm going to hold my breath and I'm going to take more inhalations. So I don't actually want that noise, but I was doing that for the demonstration. So filling the lungs, filling the lungs, filling the lungs till they can take no more, take no more. There's a little bit of pressure and then exhaling. So you get the gist. We're using the inhalation to move the lungs, to move the intercostals. This relaxes and also releases, and it also strengthens. So it's a really, really gorgeous thing to do every day. Just for a few minutes, that's all that is required to get some balance happening with those ribs, and then that will have a flow-on effect to the well-being of your shoulders. So let's go for it. Breathing out, folding forward, and then inhaling, taking the arms to wherever they're comfortable, holding the breath, and topping up with little gulps of air, remembering to keep the back of the throat relaxed. Taking any strain off the back of the neck or the shoulders, you don't want any strain. And then folding forward. Remembering we're not stretching anything. We're folding and unfolding, emptying the lungs. Inhaling. Topping up with air. And then exhaling. So keep going and do one more in your own time. And I will just talk you through something as you're doing that. For those of us who are at computers a lot or who look at our phone, this is a really great remedy. This is a great thing to do. I've already said that, but a few minutes, that's all we need to do. But if we do it daily, there's something about the consistency. And I invite that you check in Because the thing about moving away from pain and restriction to comfort is an ongoing inquiry. You might sort of start to kind of go, ow, that hurts. So next time, have the arms lower. Don't lift the chin so much. Oh, and I forgot to say, you're not actually tipping back. You are actually staying pretty much shoulders above hips and just lifting from this bone, from the sternum. So yeah, definitely not tipping back off the sit bones. All right, and then coming back to neutral. I'm just doing a quick time check. Okay, oh my goodness me. Okay, time goes really quickly. I invite you, I'm gonna miss a couple of things, but I invite you to lie on the floor, and if you've got a mat, great. And if you've got a mat, cover it with a towel or something if it's a sticky mat, because we want our legs to be able to slide. Okay, and I'm just moving the screen so you can see me. Yeah, that's good. Now, here's a fun thing. On the portal where you signed in, you may have noticed there's a graphic with a woman who is on her laptop and she's lying on her belly and she's waving her legs in the air. This is exactly what we're going to do today. We are going to do something that our body naturally does to self-correct where the sacroiliac joint, so the SIJ, where the flat bone at the base of our spine, the flat triangular bone, meets the two sides of the pelvis. So there it is, sandwiched between the pelvis. And that can often, if it gets jammed, that can often cause sciatica, lower back pain. So this is a really lovely way to free that up and address sciatica. So lying on your front, like so, and not like the graphic on the portal, on the conference portal, where she's got her, like a mini cobra. You actually want to rest your forehead on your hands. Yeah, great. And now, it's just very simply moving the legs in circles. Start with circles. And then taking your attention to your lower back, to that sacroiliac joint. And when you feel this tight, like a moment of, oh gosh, that feels great, stop and hang out in that position. And then you can move on again. You can do little circles. You can do big circles. Make sure that the shoulders aren't taking tension. Wriggle them around if you are, and make some adjustments. Make sure the torso is comfortable. And now the variation on this is taking the feet from side to side. And the same thing, wherever it feels great, the Goldilocks position, just stop and hang out there. So we're running out of time, so I am kind of speeding through this, but this is probably familiar to everyone. You've probably done it when you're reading a book or been on the phone. And then you can alternate, you can take one foot away from your body and towards you, so forward and back. So these are the options, forward and back, side to side,
and then circles. And you might notice that you can actually feel those, that whole area moving. It's very small movements, but we are definitely moving the sacroiliac joint as we do this. We're freeing it up. And here's the thing. The body does this on its own. This is a natural movement for most of us when we're chilling out and relaxed. The body knows how to self-correct. And then there's another one where you take your knees a little further apart and slide one foot down the inside of the lower leg and then the other. So sliding the foot down the inside of the lower leg. And I want to credit Luann Overmeyer for this whole sequence and the sequence before. And now you can use one foot and rub it over the front and back of the other foot. Keeping this like you're at the beach, the approach is, you know, you're lying on the beach and you're super duper relaxed. Remembering that that's where our body gets to change its signals and hear the changes that are happening. We're not overriding those signals. So you can change, alternate feet. And now, whichever variation you would like of all of those, while I do a quick time check. Resting when you need to. I mean, we take the body and its healing very seriously, but the beauty of all of these is they're actually quite playful. So bringing in that playfulness and no big deal, none of this is a big deal. It's the body hears that approach and that attitude. And now, when you... just bringing the legs down and resting for a minute. And when you're ready, turning over so that you're face up. Okay, and this one is also for the sacroiliac joint. And let's all do the right leg. So you're sliding the foot and right at the end of the extension, you let it drop. So this is an odd movement and it might take a little bit. So sliding, 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 and right at the end, just let it fall. It kind of makes a bit of a noise. It's like, whew. And as you do that, remember the playfulness. It's not a big deal. Slide, 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 then just let it go, drop. And every time we do this, we're putting targeted movement into the sacroiliac joint. Because when the sacroiliac joint is stuck, actually what it needs is movement. But it's often so painful that we guard it and protect it and brace. So here we are, that small targeted movement, about a minute on each side. So hopping over to the other leg, changing legs. Slide, 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 and then drop. Slide and drop. Slide and drop.
And if you want to get fancy, you can alternate one at a time. So lower back pain, and for women, period pain, this can be really useful. Sciatica, even just general stiffness in the back, this can really help release the stuckness in the where the bones join. And then when you're ready, just letting the legs go long. And check in and notice if you can feel anything. Sensations in the lower back. Quiet, curious attention. Maybe you could name what you're noticing. A bit of movement, maybe a bit of buzzing. Maybe there's a sense of ease. I mean, actually, it could have gone the other way. Maybe you've become aware of the stuckness that you weren't aware of before. The attention has been heightened. Coming into what is actually presenting right now. And as you lie there, you might notice your shoulders start to drop just from simply bringing the attention to the body. Allowing some quality time to notice. Hello, body. There's no right or wrong. I'm just checking in. What's going on? And then when you're ready, rolling over to your side and staying on your side for a little bit. And noticing what it feels like to have the weight going through the bones. Notice what your breathing's doing. No right or wrong. And when you're ready, uncurling and coming to sitting. And Jake, could you give me a time check, please?
Yeah, we've got 1 minute left.
I was going to sneak something else in, but I won't.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. So, well, I guess then that's my, so 1 minute to sort of wind it up, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, how does it go so quickly? All right, look, thank you so much for joining me. And I really do invite any questions and conversation about anything that I've spoken about and anything that I've demonstrated and that we've been exploring. And my Facebook page is thehealingswitch.com. And I think Alexandra, the lovely Alexandra, will drop that in the chat. And yeah, that's pretty much it, actually. Yeah, over to you, Jake.
Thank you. Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much, Fiona. That was really, really nice to join in on that. Thank you for sharing. So final announcements as we wrap up the next session in this channel, which will be starting in around about an hour, is Anatomy of the Spine. Embodying Mobilization and Stabilization of the Spine with Rachel Ellery. So if you guys are interested in that, you can stick around for that. That'll be in an hour. If you haven't already joined the Facebook group, then the link to that will be in the chat to continue the discussion about this talk or presentation and all the others. And as Fiona mentioned, her website link will be in the chat as well. And if you guys want to own the full library of the Embodiment Conference and go through it in your own time, then the link to purchase the full library will also be in the chat. So make sure that you check that out. This recording will be available for the next 48 hours, as are all other recordings after they're recorded. But if you want to, again, go through it in your own time, then check out the link. And then finally, I will hand it back over to you, Fiona, for your top tip on how to be more embodied.
Oh, thanks so much, Jake. Thanks for hosting. You're such a calm present. It's lovely. And I'm smiling. I'm getting to see all the messages. Thanks, everybody. Really great. My top tip is continue to cultivate curiosity, explore what works, because in this conference we're getting such a multitude of really smart, intelligent ways to work with our bodies and our nervous system. But it's everything's not, you know, there's no one size fits all. So that exploration, what works, what doesn't, and consistency, even a few minutes a day can make a difference. The nervous system starts to take notice, and that, well, maybe can become the new norm. It's a good aim anyway, isn't it? Yeah, thanks for asking. I'm sorry, that was more than a sentence.
No, that's great. That was perfect. All good. So thank you everyone, and thank you Fiona for this session, and hopefully see you another time.